There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Thank you. It was really awkward when you weren't here because I had to say it's now time for trending. It was weird. You always say to me, are you ready for trending? So I kind of had to do that to myself.
Yeah, which would have been odd, I suppose. Did you get through it, though? Did you manage to soldier on?
That's fine. Didn't really miss you at all. Anyway, I'm going to do all about the Golden Globes tonight because it is the big story. It is the story that's viral, trending everywhere. And as you might be aware, we talked about this a little bit with Tom Urquhart yesterday, who is live over in Los Angeles. Many of the female entertainers wore black to symbolise solidarity with victims of assault, misconduct, again, off the back of the Harvey Weinstein scandal, on the red carpet. Some of the women brought women's rights activists as their dates as well. So it was all empowerment, equality and support of the hashtag Me Too movement. And some of the men wore Time's Up pins as well. So they were taking part, a lot of them in full black, not just sort of black tie, but also black shirts. And there were lots of them sort of on the red carpet. This first clip, though, is of Natalie Portman. She was there at the Golden Globes to announce the winner of Best Director. And she was co-presenting this award with Ron Howard. You know, he's gone on to be very successful. He used to be in Happy Days, now very successful director.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so she was announcing the category, and this is how it went.
On the subject of totally non-subtle call-outs that gave us life tonight, Natalie Portman took some time to throw some noticeable shade while presenting alongside Ron Howard for the Best Director category, which just so happened to be an all-male category, mind you.
And here are the all-male nominees. For The Shape of Water, Guillermo del Toro.
Although this caused a wave of silence, and it was probably the entire audience thinking, she went there, leave it to Twitter to generate the actual out loud reactions praising Natalie for having some seriously large if you know what I mean.
So that was Access Hollywood, their report on Natalie Portman, and Guillermo del Toro did win the award. We did think that would happen, but yeah. When he was accepting his award, he did say, well done, Natalie Portman, for pointing that out, because even himself as a minority, he felt as if, you know, there was something missing with women in that director's category. So he gave a nod to Natalie Portman for having the guts, shall we say, to stand up there and criticise them on stage live for not having any women in the director's category. So people over social media have just gone mad for this, saying that Natalie Portman is just sort of the queen of shade. Do you know what that is?
The queen of shade? No, I haven't got a clue.
So shade is when you're being a bit, you know, you're cutting someone, you're being a bit mean. So she's a queen of shade from today.
And when did this word shade enter the vernacular?
Past couple of years.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I could use it with my son tonight. Get really
Oh,
annoying.
He'll be so mortified. Don't do it.
Oh, he will. It's terrible.
Don't do it. He'll hate it. So, second up, you know how on the red carpet, Tom Urquhart, of course, was on the red carpet last night, and they have just rows and rows, like we were at DIFF, and the actors and actresses stand and talk to them, and they ask a lot of questions. So E is the news channel that really made this popular, televises it, and there's Ryan Seacrest and Juliana Rancic, and they were hosting, and it was really, really awkward because normally they get really nice interviews and it's really sort of lovely chat and what are you wearing? And last night they were taken to task really because Deborah Messing, she was in Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Lead character, and Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives, they were critical of the pay inequality at the US-based network. I don't know if you remember, in December, the host Kat Sadler quit over the pay dispute. Her co-host was earning twice as much as she was. So instead of them talking about what they had on, these women decided to say to E, what's happening at your station is wrong too.
I was so shocked to hear that E doesn't believe in paying their female co-host the same as their male co-host. I mean, I miss Kat Sadler, and so we stand with her.
Support gender equity and equal pay, and we hope that E follows that lead with Kat as well. We stand with you, Kat.
So, yeah, they were. I mean, E didn't have an easy ride last night, and Amy Schumer was asking actors and actresses to mention it to them and asking the people at home to tweet the network and say, what is going on? You're telling you're supporting these movements, but actually, when it comes to your own office, you're not really following the message that you're preaching.
Interesting to see how that pans out, because I'm guessing, because it was on overnight, that'll be on tonight. as an almost live kind of thing. So lots of people be watching that. I just wonder how they go. They've got time to edit that now.
Yeah, and I mean, Kat Sadler quit over this in December. So really big story and interesting. She's tweeted today that she's happy about the support she received and she felt it was very nice. Finally, we heard a little bit from Simon Marks about Oprah Winfrey, and Sterling K. Brown was also there. They were there accepting awards, and it's kind of explains why representation matters. They accepted historic Golden Globes, both of them. This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown is the first black man to win the award for best performance by an actor in a TV series drama. During his acceptance speech, Brown acknowledged and thanked the This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman for writing authentic characters.
What I appreciate so much about this thing is that I'm being seen for who I am and being appreciated for who I am. Dan Fogelman, you wrote a role for a black man, like that could only be played by a black man. And so what I appreciate so much about this thing is that I'm being seen for who I am and being appreciated for who I am. And it makes it that much more difficult to dismiss me or dismiss anybody who looks like me.
Very, very powerful stuff from everyone last night at the Golden Globes. Finally, Oprah Winfrey became the first black woman to win a prestigious Cecil B. DeMille Award, and that's for lifetime achievement. And during her impassioned acceptance speech, arguably this 9-minute video has just gone everywhere. She talked about harassment, racial injustice, press freedom, hence why people are saying, is she going to run for election? And she basically said she wanted to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They're the people that run the Golden Globes, because she says, we know the press is under siege these days. We also know it's the insatiable dedication to uncovering the absolute truth that keeps us from turning a blind eye to corruption and injustice. That was one of the many messages she had. And this is what Oprah Winfrey had to say about being inspired herself by the Golden Globes.
Up to the stage came the most elegant man I had ever seen. I remember his tie was white, and of course his skin was black, and I'd never seen a black man being celebrated like that. And I have tried many, many, many times to explain what a moment like that means to a little girl, a kid watching from the cheap seats. In 1982, Sidney received the Cecil B. DeMille Award right here at the Golden Globes, and it is not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award.
So, yeah, remarkable from Oprah Winfrey. And it's 9 minutes, and she talks about her background, sort of sitting on the kitchen floor, seeing that, and just saying there's lots of people like me and there's lots of people that need help and there's lots of things that we can do to change the way this country is and the rest of the world at the minute. So real different vibe from the Golden Globes. We are going to speak to Tom shortly, and I'm sure he'll give us a bit of an insight in terms of the mood. We asked him about that yesterday, and I'm interested to hear what he said, how it felt different.
We're going to ask him that in a moment. Tom Urquhart is in LA. That is trending.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.